Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS More, Spirited Talk Radio. It's False Teacher Tuesday. Got one for you that's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you learn a little something about yourself. His name is Rodney Brown. Comes out of Florida, as do many false teachers, because they like the sun. No fools they. This is a fellow who's the Holy Ghost bartender, getting you drunk on the spirit. No kidding. Before he gets everybody drunk on the spirit, which you're going to hear, and frankly, it is just out there, I want you to hear a... I'm trying to be so careful with this, because I'm guessing that there are some people listening right now who have followed this fella, who have listened to this guy. He's a charlatan. He wants your money. He wants you to follow him. I'm not saying that he knows that he's evil and that he's doing wrong. I would like to believe that the man is simply deceived, and he is deceiving you, and he is deceiving many more people. He's not trying to send people to hell, is my belief. It's just the natural consequence. Not only that, he wants to take you for some dough. Tony, I want to go to track number 5, if you'd be so kind. Cut number 5. This is a small sample of Rodney Brown. The next few clips that we're going to hear are all a setup for something. All right, we're going to be going to 1 Kings 17, 3 or 4, I think, with this fellow. He's going to talk about Elijah and the widow of Zarephath, and he's going to use this tool as a setup for guess what? But first, as we talked about before, the ability to speak with, to hypnotize and to give suggestion and to repeat things so that you fall for stuff. Here's a little sample of the Holy Ghost bartender, Rodney Brown.
Full of meal. Everybody say, handful of meal. In a jar and a little oil. Everybody say, little oil. Say, handful.
Handful.
Little oil. Turn the person next to you. Say,
handful
and little oil.
Little.
Turn to the person on the other side of you. Say,
handful
and little oil.
What is the point of that? It's to train you. It is to get an audience under control. To get you repeating after me. 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 But they do that with the same tone, with the same tone, with the same tone. And it gets beat into your noggin, doesn't it? And you get underneath their control. It's the only way, well, frankly, short of the devil running through the place, that any of this is explainable. Now, this guy is in 1 Kings 17, and he's talking about Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. God says to Elijah, go, there's a woman, she's waiting for you. So Elijah goes and he meets this widow. And he says, give me some food. And she said, well, I've only got enough left for just one thing. And he said, go ahead. The Lord has said, prepare a meal for me and there'll be plenty left over. So she does it. She does she's obedient. And what do you know? She makes a meal for him and she ends up having a ton left over. Get ready for where this is going. Because shortly after that, it's 1 Kings 17, right around verse 12, I think, where her son dies. And what does Elijah do? He raises him from the dead. Wow, cool miracle, huh? Why? Why are we hearing this story at a getting drunk with the Holy Ghost meeting? Tony, if you'd play clip number 6, please.
He says, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not fail till the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. She did as Elijah said. She did as Elijah said. She did as Elijah said. She did. As Elijah said, she did. As Elijah said, she did.
All right, stop. Just stop it right there. This is so important. Why is he repeating that? She did as Elijah said. She did as Elijah said. Because he wants you to do what he's going to tell you to do. He wants you to do what he's going to tell you to do. And what is the motivation? Remember what happened? She gave him the food. She got more. Her son got sick. He raises him from the dead. You give me stuff? What's the implication?
Elijah said, she did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. Hallelujah. And the jar of meal was not spent, nor did the bottle of oil fail, according to the word which the Lord spoke through Elijah. And you read on afterwards, you find out her son died, and he raised him up from the dead. The woman not only came into a miracle of provision, but also came into a miracle where her son was brought back to life. I'll tell you, dear friends, let me just say this tonight before we receive this offering. It's one little step of obedience. Sometimes in the very smallest things.
Do you hear what he's doing? If you give me your dough and you step out in faith, just like the widow of Zarephath, guess what? Your sickness healed. Your bank account bulging. You step out and you're going to get blessed. You're going to have a miracle in your life. Do you hear the less than subtle promise of healing, of being raised from the dead, no less, of getting provision? Do as Elijah said. Do as Elijah said. Do as Elijah said. Shame on this fellow. Clip number 7. Oh.
One step of obedience. Say this after me. One step of obedience will unlock the floodgates of heaven. One step of obedience will cause the river of God's blessing to flow in my life. How many thank God that 1995 is the year of the river of the blessing of God?
Wow. He is 17 minutes into his sermon, and it has been nothing but a setup for the offering. We haven't even gotten to the message tonight. Oh, no, that's coming, and that's when this gets real strange. That was a 17-minute setup for you to step out in faith, just like the widow did, and to get blessed, and to have stuff magically appear, and to have your son healed. Clip number 8, Tony, the offering, the prayer. Oh, boy, what a setup.
I want you to bow your heads right now. You just ask God what he'd have you do. Remember one step of obedience. That's all he requires of you. Remember, little becomes much when you put it in the master's hand. As God can provide for the widow woman, he can provide for you. I don't care what your circumstances are tonight. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care how it looks like you've reached the bottom of life's barrel. I'll tell you right now, he can cause it that it'll never fail and that you will walk in miracle, abundance, supernatural supply if you'll believe God and step out and walk on the water. Walk on the water of the supernatural. Don't sit in the boat of doubt and unbelief, but walk on the water of the supernatural and see the glory of God.
Wow! Isn't that a beauty? Now, here's what we've got. We're 18 minutes, 17 seconds into the Rodney Brown sermon here. And it's all, what has he been doing? He's been getting people cast underneath his spell. He's been getting people to repeat his mantras. And he's been setting them up for blessing. You give, you're going to get. Okay, so not only has he filled up his coffers, but now comes the meeting. Now we're going to get into the Holy Spirit coming raining down on these people. Here comes the Holy Spirit. You don't think these people are predisposed to going for it after they've just given him their do-re-mi? Oh, this is masterful. Oh, this is deceptive. Oh, this is sad. Do you believe that there's people out there? Once again, when it comes to a false teacher, we can't judge the motives, but we certainly can judge their actions and their teaching. And these are certainly, certainly false. Oh, boy, this guy's a beauty. I'm telling you, this guy's just first rate here. Here we go. Let's get drunk with the Spirit, shall we? He's the Holy Ghost bartender. He's Rodney Brown, and you're listening to Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS. Get ready for, here we're going to play a little 15-second clip for you. Let's test our theology here. What's wrong with the next statement that Rodney Brown's going to make? This is clip number 9. Tony, go ahead.
The Holy Ghost.
Wait, just stop. Can you back it up to that? Just in case you're joining us, you're hearing like screaming and laughing in the back, and you're going, why is that happening? Is he like at a carnival or something? No. They're drunk on the Holy Spirit. And they're laughing. They're hysterical. They're drunk in the Spirit, and they're laughing. I have no idea where the laughing part comes from. I really don't. I understand the drunk part being a misquote of a misapplication of Acts chapter 2. Okay, that's fine. But the laughing? Hysterically? By the way, you should know that Jeremiah, when he spoke about people getting drunk, you know what always followed the drunken part? Judgment! Ironic? Okay, so here's Ronnie Brown. You figure out what's wrong with his little theology quote here.
There's so much the Holy Ghost wants to do, but unfortunately we've put him in a box. But I believe the box has been broken. Can you say amen?
Yeah. What's wrong with that picture? Well, God can't do something unless we allow him to do it. You see, God would like to do things. God would like to take you to the next level. God would like to bless you, but you control it. He's got a storehouse of blessings just waiting to pour out on you, but he can't do it. You see, you're in control of God. God's constrained by you. Can you believe it? We hear that coming out of Ken Copeland. We hear that coming out of Benny Hinn. And I don't mind telling you, we also heard that theology woven into the prayer of Jabez. Do you remember that? Bruce Wilkinson's book that said God has got a... He told the story in his book that there's a storehouse of blessings. And there's just all... A man went to heaven. And he said to Peter, hey, what's in there? Peter said, oh, you don't want to see. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, I'll show you. And it's all kinds of blessings on shelves. Well, what are those? Well, those are blessings God wanted to give to people, but he couldn't because they didn't want their territory expanded. Oh. All right. Us constraining God. Stunning. Rodney Brown on False Teacher Tuesday. We're going to jump to 21 minutes and 20 seconds into his little presentation here. You need to know that throughout his little presentation here, what he has done is he's talked about Paul going up to the third heaven. And he's also talks about Paul, or John rather, in the book of Revelation, having an apocalyptic dream. Now, once again, I want to repeat this. Are there things that we can learn in there? Well, yeah, there are things that we can learn in there. It's very tricky scripture that we're dealing with here. We can interpret it about five different ways, and it's okay. Because we just aren't ever going to have a handle on this until we die and God reveals it to us. So to build a theology on it? To preach and teach on it in a dogmatic fashion is just absolutely crazy for a preacher to do. But that's exactly what he does. He did that, by the way, with the widow at Zarephath. That little setup for the giving. You know what? If you didn't know how to interpret scripture, that's what you'd apply with that story. Well, if I'm obedient to God and I give away my last meal, God will give me lots and he'll raise my son from the dead. Unless you understand a hermeneutics principle that says you do not form theology from a historical narrative. What's a historical narrative? Well, it's just a telling of an event that happened. It's not a theology section. It's not thus spoke the Lord. It is simply, here's the story, and God is showing how he does miracles, how he can raise people from the dead. He can do a special thing like that. It's simply a historical narrative. You don't establish theology. Now, it can reinforce theology that is given clearly in other clear and obvious Bible verses, but you don't use a historical narrative to create theology if there's no other proof and support for it in any other part of Scripture. All right, so our buddy Rodney Brown has been talking about Paul being raised up to the third heaven, John having an apocalyptic version, and guess what? You can have one too. Clip number 10.
And there's realms of the glory that we've just touched on. There's realms of the supernatural that we've just touched on.
You can touch on it. You want to come with me? You want to go on a little Holy Ghost, let's get drunk ride? There's realms of glory out there that Paul got to experience that was revealed to John. And you can have it too. No, you can't. Sorry. You can't. That experience that Paul had was unusual. The experience that John had was unusual. You don't see it happening in Scripture. By the way, after Acts 2, if they want to use Acts chapter 2 as their support for getting drunk in the Spirit, why don't we see it happening then any other time in the New Testament? We had about 70 years of book writing going on. How come we didn't see any of that? Why didn't Paul write to the Thessalonians say, hey, don't forget to get drunk in the Spirit as often as you can? Hey, you're not getting drunk enough you never see that happening again. This is bad theology. These are obscure Bible verses taken and twisted. You need to know, anytime you hear the word new, I have a revelation for you, which is not scriptural, because the faith was given once for all time, writes Jude. It's done. The book is closed. There's no more scripture. The canon is closed. Nobody gets new revelations from God to teach to you. And anytime somebody says, I got something new for you, I got a new way of doing it, run for your life. And if you're thinking that I'm just making it up because Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember your leaders who first taught you the word of God? Think of all the good that has come from their lives and trust the Lord as they do. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 9. So do not be attracted by strange new ideas. You hear a preacher saying, hey, I got a new way of doing God business. Don't be attracted to it. You got yourself a false teacher. We'll continue as it gets crazier and crazier and crazier. This meeting gets completely out of control. I mean completely out of control. And as you listen, in fact, even as you were listening, as he's doing his preaching, that's what you want to, offends the word preach, and you hear these people screaming and laughing in the background, does that even sound like God? I mean, does that even seem like our God? I mean, that he's goofy? False Teacher Tuesday, it's Rodney Brown next on AM 980 KKMS Moore. Spirited Talk Radio, let's check in with Pete. You're listening to Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS Moore, Spirited Talk Radio. Let's get back to our false teacher of the day, which is our false teacher du jour, now that we've had about a 15-minute break from him, because I was kind of feeling like I needed a little squeegee, just to kind of, and it's not because he himself is making me, it's just the whole thing just makes you feel, he's the Holy Ghost bartender, the self-proclaimed Holy Ghost bartender. Tony, what was the name you called him? Knock Him Down Brown? Is that right?
Yeah, Larry called in and said his nickname was Knock Him Down Brown.
Knock Him Down Brown.
I think right. Hank has brought him up in his book somewhere.
Oh, I can't imagine. So let's take a little, this is a little clip of, this is cut number 12, if you don't mind, Tony. Once again, listen to what's going on here. Where is the Word of God? What is this guy going? Oh, what is he going for? Don't want the Word of God directing this meeting.
Nothing more than feeling.
Knock Him Down Brown, cut number 12, Tony.
I'll be honest with you. There are many times when I'm standing in a place of ministry and my mind is telling me 101 different things, but I always tell my head to shut up and I follow what I feel in my heart. Can you say amen?
Uh-huh. Now say throw that out with the bathwater, the baby, everything. Don't go by feelings. It's the Word of God. Don't go by voices. Go by the Word of God. Don't go by circumstances. Go by the Word of God. Don't go by anything but the Word of God. Let's go to clip number 13. This is, let me just ask you this question. You know, I don't even know that I want to play this. I know what this clip is. We're going to take a break. I'm going to have Tony listen to this first. I'm going to have to do a little conference here. I think this guy did a foul joke. I'm not sure, but I think that the guy did a foul joke. But I'm not sure. We'll come back with Downtown Rodney Brown. Sorry, wrong guy. Knock Him Down Brown, False Teacher Tuesday on Talk the Walk. Maybe you'll hear a clip. Maybe you won't on AM 980 KKMS Moore, Spirited Talk Radio. Let's check in with Pete. That has got to be the message of every single church, all the time, every day, every Sunday. The cross, the cross, the cross, the cross, the cross, the cross, the cross. If it's not, something's wrong with your church. Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS Moore, Spirited Talk Radio. The committee has voted. We will not be playing the clip. We're focusing on a false teacher today. His name is Rodney. We keep wanting to do that. Rodney Brown is his name. Rodney Howard Brown. And he's the Holy Ghost bartender is what he calls himself. And he's got people laughing and getting drunk in the spirit. How biblical isn't that? And then we have a little clip for you that we're not going to play because he does an inappropriate joke. He just flat out does a joke. Now, Tony, you listen to it, right?
Yeah.
And you think not good for radio?
Sophomore locker room.
At very best, it's sophomore. So we're not going to be privy to it. We're not going to partake in his sophomoric humor. The point perhaps needs to be this. What is a man of God doing making jokes like that? And I mean forcing the joke, too. I mean, he really pushed for it. The audience didn't get it at first, so he repeats it a second time. And a third time, get it, wink, wink, it's a filthy joke. You know what? You know what? Here, let me just tell you what kind of joke it is. This is the type of joke that you remember. I don't know if this is still done in the 90s and the year 2000s. How does that work now? The 21st century. Back when I was in school. Back when the Earth's crust was.
Still warm?
Cooling.
You must be 30.
Mm-hmm. The joke was, that's what she said. A Christian should never make a joke like that. And that's exactly what the type of joke that this noodle made. All right, as we go into a break, though, Tony, let's fire it up to cut number 14. Give you a little sample in case you haven't had enough yet. We got the weird stuff coming up now. This is Robert Brown reading the Bible. Does this sound like a God meeting to you? Go ahead, Tony.
Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked...
People are drunk in the spirit. You hear them?
For what intent ye have sent for me.
He's reading the Bible. People are falling out.
Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour.
Word of God, it's hysterical.
At the ninth
Didn't you know?
Hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing.
The word of God,
said,
it'll have you in stitches.
Thy prayer is heard. And thine arms are had in remembrance in the sign of God.
Alrighty then, we'll keep going with Rodney Brown, False Teacher Tuesday. Yikes, on KKMS.